Good morning.
Good morning.
As we enter into the fourth week of Lent, we are presented with something very important in our own lives, and that is the light of Christ. We will be presented with that in the gospel reading about a man born blind, who cannot see any light at all. But we will see if those of us who have our eyes open, if we are able not to see the light, there's something wrong. And so we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us recall to mind our sins, asking God's mercy and pardon. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconcile the human race to yourself, to a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten towards the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him. We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is." But others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' So I went and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there was a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." Now the Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight, until they summoned the parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked him, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he see now? His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he sees now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, who for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as a Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age, question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and asked him, Give God praise. We now know that this man is a sinner." He replied, "If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I can see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I told you already, you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are that man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this one is from." The man answered and said to him, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if one is devout and does his will, he listens to him. It is unheard of that anyone ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he would not be able to do anything." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into the world before judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who do not see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to him, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We have seen your sin,' and your sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
An amazing story, isn't it? It's just a little thing of discussions. It's a trifle thing. It's not even a big discussion. It's about this man who was born blind. And yet, it was a big deal for the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and even the high priest whether this man was really born blind just because he was cured by Jesus. My friends, let me ask you, if one of your co-parishioners was paralyzed and today this fellow parishioner came to church with no clutches at all, would you be happy and excited? I heard you say yes here. The others are still considering the answer. That's exactly what happens in the gospel reading, my brothers and sisters. You just gave me an example. The few people were excited that this man who was born blind, of course, maybe neighbors, mom and dad, of course. But the thing is, sometimes we are afraid to speak the glory of God. We are afraid to praise God when in fact we are supposed to. Even mom and dad, they knew what they were talking about, but they were afraid, as the gospel tells us, because they are afraid to be removed from the synagogue. My brothers and sisters, we should be excited. We should be very happy, because whatever happens to one of us, because that person is part of the mystical body of Christ, we are all part of it, then whatever good that happens to the body, everybody will rejoice with it. But this story of this man born blind, you see how gradually this person, who at the beginning was asked the question, "Who did this to you?" And what was his answer? "I do not know." In other words, he had no faith at all. But listen, how this man born blind, who had his sight brought back, gradually becomes now a teacher in synagogue, where he says to the people, "How can a sinful person be able to bring back my sight? The two cannot coexist." And when the Pharisees, the leaders of the people, heard about this, what did they do? "You are teaching us?" Brothers and sisters, every one of us can carry the word of God. And many times, God's revelation works in you, not only in me. In you too, because we are all members of the mystical body of Christ. And so this man, born blind, who has his sight back, becomes now a disciple in action. Where did you see those words, disciples in action, when you came to church this morning? Where did you see it? Right there by the pavilion, brothers and sisters. It says there, ministry fair, disciples in action. What does that mean? Disciples in action mean that we take responsibility of what we believe. This blind man now had an opportunity to encounter Jesus when he says, "Who is he that I may believe?" And when Jesus says, "He's the person speaking to you," and he showed his faith. Brothers and sisters, there are two words I give you. The faith, our faith, or my faith. The faith is the one that is written in religion books, in libraries. That's the faith. My faith is when I take what I have learned and I put it into action and I practice, so that when I say I love God, I really love Him by loving others, by being involved. That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, we invite you to please stop by the pavilion this morning. Don't only stop by for the coffee and donuts. That's part of it. But the tables, brothers and sisters, we have prepared this for all of us so that we can begin to see. You know, sometimes, you know, the purpose of John in the gospel, showing us the story of the man born blind, is sometimes we are blind too. Have you ever had that experience? You're looking for your eyeglasses and you are wearing them? Your eye doctor must be very good. must be very good. But that happened sometimes to me, and I could hardly see. But brothers and sisters, it is important that we stop by because we have so many ministries in our parish. And just like the men born blind, we have to grow in our faith so that eventually we can say to Jesus, Jesus, I believe in you because you have made me a disciple in action. We have so many ministries. And one ministry perhaps that you will not miss at this Mass is what is being presented right there in front of you. That's the stained glass media ministry. And many more, right up there. You hear the choir. It's so nice to come to Mass when you hear the choir, isn't it? But sometimes you may have children who can sing A, B, C. They can be up there. So in other words, we have so many to offer in our parish today. Please take advantage of all these ministries. And perhaps you thank those who have volunteered for these ministries. And you will say to them, I thank you for volunteering. You can count me as one. Do I say amen?
Amen.
You can do better than that. Okay? You can do better than that. So brothers and sisters, if we hear the story of this man born blind who becomes now a disciple in action because he is now able to teach the Pharisees and the scribes, and he is expelled from the synagogue because he's speaking the truth, he knows that the truth has set him free. The same thing with all of us, my brothers and sisters. So today, please take advantage of that. The ministry prayer, be a disciple in action. Don't just remain with the faith, but the faith becomes now my faith because now I can be a better member of the bereavement ministry like Gigi, who has volunteered so much. Every time we have funerals here, she's there. And so, some of you can even do better than that, isn't it? Or a lector, or an acolyte, or an altar server, or members of the choir, the media. There's so many brothers and sisters. So I invite you to listen to that story one more time. This man said at the beginning, I do not know who did this to me. But in the end, he encountered Jesus. And I know you encountered him too. And said, I do believe, for you bring joy, happiness to me. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who enlightens everyone who comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Once again, we remind you to please drop by the pavilion to look into our ministries and try to sign up. There's no limit for signing up. So please drop by, it's at the pavilion, and we have good coffee and donuts available also. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.